Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. I would like to begin today with a remarkable prophecy which you find in the book of Daniel in the second chapter. And beginning in verse 40, we read that Daniel interpreted a dream which Nebuchadnezzar had. And Nebuchadnezzar had a statue seen in this dream, and Daniel explains that these were four powers arising here on earth. And then he's talking about that last, fourth kingdom, which was actually the Roman Empire, and it would be revived 10 times in Europe. And we are, by the way, seeing the last revival right now. And in verse 40 he says, "And the fourth kingdom shall be as strong as iron, inasmuch as iron breaks in pieces and shatters everything. And like iron that crushes, that kingdom will break in pieces and crush all the others. Whereas you saw the feet and toes," now it's talking about the feet and the toes of that statue, so the last revival, "partly of potter's clay and partly of iron, the kingdom shall be divided. Yet the strength of the iron shall be in it, just as you saw the iron mixed with ceramic clay," so it will be a very strong military power. Verse 42, "And as the toes of the feet were partly of iron and partly of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong militarily and partly fragile." It will be divided amongst themselves when it comes to culture, when it comes to other concepts. Verse 43, "And you saw iron mixed with ceramic clay. They will mingle with the seed of man, but they will not adhere to one another, just as iron does not mix with clay." Verse 44, "And in the days of these kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people. It shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms," including the last one, including the final revival of the Roman Empire, "and it shall stand forever." This final defeat of worldly nations is also described in the book of Revelation, chapter 17. Verses 12 to 14, which says, "The ten horns," now these ten horns are identical with the ten toes in the book of Daniel, "the ten horns which you saw are ten kings who have received no kingdom as yet, but they receive authority for 1 hour, very short time, as kings with the beast." The beast, a final, very charismatic, political, military leader. "And these are of one mind, and they will give their power and authority to the beast." So they are of one mind when it comes to the military conquering power. And they give the power to the beast to conquer the world. Verse 14, "These will make war with the Lamb," the returning Jesus Christ, "and the Lamb will overcome them. For he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And those who are with him are called and chosen and faithful." That could be you, that could be me, if we qualify for the kingdom of God when Christ returns. If we have died in Christ, he will waken us up, resurrect us to immortal life in the kingdom of God, in the family of God. If we are still alive in Christ, then we will be changed immediately into God beings, as the Bible clearly prophesies. Now, we saw then that the ten last nations, these core nations of Europe, will be strong, but they also will be divided amongst themselves. And I'd like to read a few articles to you now to show you how this development is already in place. The Financial Times wrote on June 20, "German power and action are back in the spotlight today, but is the goal to reform Europe? That is a new German question. As Europe rapidly strengthens its defense capabilities in the face of Russian aggression and an increasingly unreliable United States, Germany has thrown off its pacifist shackles, eased borrowing limits, and embarked on a rearmament of historic proportions. Its military budget surpasses that of France and Britain, two nuclear powers. It is investing 35 billion euros in military space capabilities." Liana Fix, a German scientist working in the United States, warned earlier this year that we should be wary of the dangers of German power. What is missing from Berlin is a clear explanation of the European role of this army. Warsaw and Paris are particularly concerned. Poland still has unresolved disputes with Germany dating back to World War II. Berlin's decision earlier this month to abandon the Franco-German future fighter jet project only heightened concerns in Paris that Germany has decided to do it alone. In such turbulent times, Germany's European partners should not be left in the dark about its new direction. And I would say it's very true that great concerns should be raised regarding the increasing German military power, because it is going to be Germany which is going to lead those 10 nations or groups of nations. And then they all together will give their power to the beast, also an individual of German or Austrian descent. Now another article points out some more clashes within the EU. Politico wrote on June 19. Emmanuel Macron and Friedrich Merz struck out against the EU for opening up communication with Vladimir Putin, putting the leaders of Europe's two largest countries on collision course with a large part of the rest of the bloc. The French president and the German chancellor scorned efforts by European Council President Antonio Costa, who acts on behalf of all 27 governments, to reach out to the Kremlin. The clashes bring to light simmering tension at the heart of the EU over its approach to Russia and who should talk on Europe's behalf. Leaders from some of the most staunchly anti-Russia countries, as well as Denmark and the Netherlands, rallied behind Macron and Merz, with some displaying unprecedented fury with Costa. Thursday evening's summit exposed several fault lines. In addition to the Costa versus E3 divide, E3 consisting of France, Germany and the UK, Italy and Poland forming an informal E5, which is France, Germany, UK, Italy and Poland, were frustrated by their exclusion from initial talks between the E3 and Zelensky ahead of the summit. And so you see the disagreements. But nevertheless, it's going to be 10 nations or groups of nations, the core nations, which will come together. Even they will be somewhat divided when it comes to certain ideas and certain problems and issues, but they will be completely united ultimately when it comes to their military power. They will give their power to the beast. And they all, the beast and those 10 nations, will be fighting against Christ who will destroy them. Now, in the articles which I read to you, many of those core nations were already mentioned. So now we have prepared a free booklet, Europe in Prophecy, the Unfolding of End Time Events. Europe in Prophecy. This booklet will show you very clearly from the pages of the Bible what is being stated in the book of Daniel, what is being stated in the book of Revelation, in many other prophecies, in other books. You need this booklet. You need to read it carefully. You need to study it. You need to study the scriptures, and then you will know what is going to happen in the very near future, and you will know that Jesus Christ's return is very, very near. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Lenk for the Standing Watch program.